then raped her as a video camera captured the attack. MSU has not responded to the claim. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The woman who helped kidnap Elizabeth Smart is set to be released from prison early. Smart herself called the decision by the Utah Parole Board to be incomprehensible. And Smart's attorney tells us how this is actually even happening.
She wasn't scheduled for a parole hearing until 2023. But in recalculating it and under Utah law, with all the credit she's getting, she's going to get out next week.
Wanda Barzee and her husband kidnapped Smart from her Salt Lake City bedroom back in 2002. Newly released text messages showing anti-Trump FBI officials Peter Strzok and Lisa Page discussing a media leak strategy. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee says this doesn't look good for Strzok.
Peter Strzok has already disgraced himself. He got fired for his dishonesty, for the fact that he was carrying on an inner office affair, and he was also weaponizing the power of the FBI to try to hurt then-candidate and ultimately President Donald Trump. This is a guy who has zero credibility, and his smug, arrogant performance when he was before a congressional hearing, I think, only validated people's concerns about him. On the other hand, Congressman Meadows, who I happen to know personally and am a big fan of, if I could, I'd wear a T-shirt today that says I'm with Meadows, because he's an honest and an honorable man who is trying to get to the bottom of the truth, and he's being stonewalled every single attempt by the Department of Justice and FBI. I hope the president releases all these records, and let's get this stuff out in the open and let the sunshine disinfect it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.